I got a cousin on Vlad TV, bro.
You do?
Yeah.
Like on some recent shit, or you just found out?
Like, on some recent shit.
Yeah. What kind of video?
That nigga was a wild nigga, dog.
Yeah.
I'll tell you about it after the podcast. I'll tell you about it after the podcast. What it do, what it motherfucking does. It's your man's ride to die, baby.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It's your favorite nephew, Darius, in this thing.
And we back in it.
Yes, sir. How was your week, Playboy?
Man, my week was pretty smooth, bro. You know, I don't know what the fuck I did this week, but it wasn't nothing too crazy. Yeah. What about you, nigga?
Shit, man, did some high shit, but wasn't high. We've been going to the movies since they opened up and shit, right? So we bought tickets to see The Conjuring.
Okay, the most recent one?
Most recent one.
I seen that bitch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bro, that shit was free on HBO Max. We already got HBO Max. Bro.
That's where I seen it.
I looked at my wife, bro. I'm like, man, is you serious? We watched it at home.
Well, and the movies too?
We didn't go to the movies.
Well, spoiler alert.
Shit was trash.
You thought it was trash?
Yeah, and I'm a fan of the Conjuring series, scary movies, period. That shit was whack.
First off, my nigga, do you like scary movies?
I do.
I don't watch scary movies, so
I do.
That was like right up my alley. It was just like, ooh, ooh.
Yeah, I fuck with scary movies.
Your girl fuck with them?
She do, to an extent. Like, she don't want to get scared all the time, but shit, it was her idea to see that shit.
Yeah, so the only reason why I watch scary movies is because my chick don't like scary movies either, so we both be scared. But when we watching that shit, I mean, she be the man in the situation. Like, I be covering my eyes with my hands.
Oh,
and
damn.
Shit. Bro, yeah, I'm that nigga. And then I look at her, this motherfucker just be staring that TV down. Like, bitch, you ain't scared?
Now, look, I am this type of nigga. Like, she wanted to watch the movie in the bedroom. I'm like, no, nah, nigga, we got to go downstairs. So I can be scared in the living room. And when the nigga go upstairs, this shit ain't going. Like, bro, I'm not going to sleep in the same spot I watch this scary ass movie. I need to change location.
What, nigga? So you don't watch scary movies in your bedroom?
Nah, bro, in the living room. Somewhere else, bro. We are not watching that shit in the room. She was adamant as fuck, too. Like, let's watch it. I'm like, bro, we can go downstairs.
That's weird, bro. I ain't going to lie to you.
Nah.
That's a little strange.
Especially when it's them type of scary movies, like ghosts and shit, demons.
You think they're going to get you?
That ain't shit to play with.
That's weak as hell, bro. Nigga, you can't even fall asleep watching a movie, nigga, so you gotta stay up.
Unless you pass out, I watch that shit. We gotta watch something else to switch my program, and I don't wanna just go to sleep off ghosts, nigga.
You grow a pair, my nigga.
Yeah, whatever.
Look, let me ask you this question since we talking about growing a pair and shit, right? As a man, what is something you feel like you should know how to do that you don't? Or do efficiently? Why you think?
I mean, I was going to say change a car tire. I do know how, though. So I guess I can't say that. But I feel like every man should know how to change a tire.
I agree.
Let me see. Unclog a fucking toilet. I know how to do that, though. I don't know what I don't know how to do that I should as a man, because I take care of everything.
Let me get my response, nigga. You just shooting out shit. Oh,
my balls been dry.
Clean the toilet bowl. Like, nigga, shut your weekend.
I'm pretty sure this nigga can't clog the toilet. He's shitting in fucking bricks.
Bro, my shit is starting up a weed whacker.
You don't know how to do that?
Bro, I can read the directions. I can pump that shit as many times, but it's like when it comes to flicking from gear one and gear two and keeping that bitch on, bro, my shit just go on weed whack.
Do you know how to mix the gas proportionately?
I just hit that bitch with the straight gas.
That's why your shit ain't working, nigga. You supposed to mix that shit with like two cycle engine oil and gas.
I don't know nothing about that.
That's why your shit ain't working.
Okay, so all right, so I do know how to do it. I'm just
No, you don't know how to do it. You would have took care of it. Drop your balls, kid.
For coming from the nigga that can't watch a scary movie in his own room?
Bro,
I wish you would.
Hey, if I'm going to get scared, I'm going to pick the place I'm going to get scared, bro. Nah. It's either in the theater or in the living room.
Look, nigga, we tick for tack on that one, nigga, if anything. Nah, nigga. But, I'm trying to think. What's some other shit? I know it got to be something else, nigga.
Bro, I don't know how to do drywall.
I feel like each generation is just a watered down version of the generation before. Because I feel like my granddad, he knew how to like do all that shit. You know what I'm saying? Pay a nigga for what? You know what I'm saying? Hell but us, it's just like,
Yeah, I think I
pissed. This nigga just said,
like, bro, I pissed. You tried to change some shit. I know how to change oil. Yeah. To my car. My dad showed me how to do that shit, but...
I mean, that's as easy as just unscrewing some shit at the bottom.
It is, but I'm not changing my oil.
Yeah, no, I'm not doing that shit. I go straight
to the shop. But I know how to do that shit, but I think I piss my dad off every time. Like, yeah, nigga, I just got my oil changed.
See, bro, I think... I don't change my oil, bro, because I feel like even if I jack my shit up, you feel me? I feel like once I get up under it, some fuck shit gonna happen and that shit is gonna move. Yeah. And whether I'm gonna have the tires on, but I feel like the
it's gonna force seal.
Gonna come in my chest.
That's why you gotta put like a brick, a cinder block
it's
up
under that. It's too much, nigga. I'd rather pay the $50, $60.
Yeah.
Keep my AC on and refill my washer fluid. Yeah, thanks, yeah. Habib.
Yeah. Damn. I think that's pretty. That's some just standard hand active shit. You know?
What about negotiating?
First off, everybody, we got Doug on the mic. I know that. Who the fuck was that?
Negotiate
like deals.
Yeah, like just being able, like, be a man and like negotiate deals and shit.
Oh
like
fuck
that.
Yeah! Oh, yeah. Bro, I know he get whooped all the time. I know he get whooped.
Hey man, yeah, I know you, bro. I don't.
You a lawyer, nigga.
No, I'm...
like, nigga, bro, this is what you're supposed to do.
I'm not going to let a nigga play me. Like, if I know some shit should be $100 and they come, yeah, it's about $140. No. No. But, like, bro, how can I be mad at customer service?
I mean, bro, if it's something, like, that you just don't know about, like, me and cars, bro...
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the only thing I know is the shit that I had to fix on a car. But if a nigga just go up on it, like, yeah, nigga, we got to switch this fibidibulator, nigga. I would be like, whoa. All right, that must be about $800. Niggas can give me like a hoe in the mechanic store. But outside of that, nigga, you ain't about to hit a lick on me nowhere.
I go to
nigga.
One shop.
What'd you say?
I go to one mechanic shop, family mechanic.
Been robbing y'all for years. No.
So, nigga, don't do that weird shit. Yeah, nigga, I'm Larry's son.
Hey, look, but I feel like they be getting off because a lot of times they be showing like the price of the product, mm-hmm. and then they add a little something. Labor, it's just like, my nigga,
labor just magically appears.
It's like $30 more, nigga. Like, you know,
nigga, if you save your receipt for every time you get an oil change, that bitch will change prices each time.
Nah, bro. So I go to the one on Grand River in Southfield, bro. Mm-hmm. I keep my last receipt
and show that nigga.
But I look, nigga, boy did this for this much.
Yeah.
It's been time they try to hit me $85. Like, no, nigga, I only pay $65.99, bro. Oh, okay. Get your bitch ass away from me. You got some? All right, look, I got some. What are three essential tips for living in a hood?
Three essential tips? Nigga, look left and right every time, everywhere. Nigga, whether you turn it down the corner, whether you going in your house,
mm-hmm.
whether you motherfucking cutting the grass, nigga, always look left and right.
Mm-hmm.
You get one.
Me get one?
Yeah.
Excuse me. Mind your business.
Yeah.
I feel like that qualifies for two of them, nigga.
I feel that mind your business shit, but sometimes it's time to intervene. And here go your don't call the police, but you won't intervene, ass nigga. That's some bullshit. How you gonna not you?
If we take care of our community, we ain't gonna call the police.
That's intervening.
My nigga, first off, no, nigga, no.
Yes.
So first,
anytime okay. if it's
collect my thoughts, nigga.
I feel you on don't intervene. Like if it's two niggas arguing, all right, I'm gonna mind my business.
No. No,
but if I see a nigga
if you see a nigga roughing up a female,
yeah, it bare minimum be like, hey, go on somewhere with that shit. At bare minimum,
nigga, you might as well not even say nothing.
Hey,
just kept it pushing.
No,
if you just go, hey, nigga, that ain't gonna look your way.
Bare minimum, hey, because nah, it's people watching. Okay. Maybe you won't
bare
beat her
maximum,
shit in.
Nigga.
Bare maximum is. is stepping in front of that shit.
So that's bare maximum. So you gonna take a punch for a bitch that you don't know?
I ain't gonna take a punch, nigga. I ain't getting punched for nobody.
Dude, what you talking about? Step in front.
Stepping in is separating the parties. Like, yo, you really gotta beat her ass. So, or you don't gotta get your ass beat, ma'am. Stupid ass mother. Like,
Wait a minute. Let me paint this scenario, bro. Because right. you playing fairy tale land.
I'm not playing fairy tale.
Yes, you are, bro. No, I'm not. If a nigga is out here roughing, duffing his bitch up.
Mm-hmm.
You gonna hop out your car knowing you don't know this nigga and step in between. Hey.
First of all, hey can be from the comforts of your car. It can be from your stoop.
No,
it can be from your
porch. Talking about bare maximum. Bare maximum. When you say you gonna intervene, you think this nigga is not gonna swing on you and or shoot your ass if he's beating somebody that he's loved?
Survey the scene. If you see this nigga in some
now you a detective. Now you a detective.
He ain't got that thing on him. You ain't got to worry about getting shot. If you can see that you ain't about to get shot in this situation, because
this nigga's tripping, dog.
Bro, at bare minimum, AA can save a chick life.
No. So, all right. So you go AA and you just going to stay parked right there until he walk away.
Yeah. Now, bro, if you see this nigga haul ass, wham, molly whopping. Bro, you gotta do something.
Bro, I've seen that in my life.
And honestly, if you see a nigga punching, you don't even gotta, excuse me, sir, calm down. If you really want to, you could really just haul at, you could like take that nigga head off with one punch. Just
So he ain't, that nigga he ain't gonna hear the car park, the door closed, your big ass running up on the ground. And you think you gonna sneak this nigga?
Bro,
boy, you is crazy.
Bro, first
dog.
Of all, if you gotta imagine an enraged nigga, his focus is beating the shit out of her dumb ass yelling. You got the up on that nigga.
But see, bro, and this is what makes this whole thing flawed, bro.
What?
After you do it, the next day the bitch is still
she's
gonna be
going
there.
Back with him. Clearly.
So what was the whole purpose of you getting your ass beat?
I'm not getting beat up.
No, bro. First off, you are gonna get your ass. Bro, no, he's mad. You're not gonna be able to flip from, I'm about to go home to my wife to
Captain Save-A-Ho.
This nigga, this bitch just spent the money that was saved up. You is not prepared for this ass whooping.
I'm not getting
an
ass whooping. First of all, my bare maximum is probably AA.
Okay, I'm glad you did. That's it. That's all.
No, it's more than likely an AA, unless.
But then after that, what you gonna do?
Bro, if the AA
don't
work. Call
the police, nigga.
I mean, that's day four. It's a chick getting her shit split. And she going, the police gonna knock, bloody eye, bloody nose. Nothing's going on. We just had an altercation.
So if a dude whooping his kid, you gonna intervene too?
Nah.
Then what's the difference?
He can, that's discipline.
He cried the situation. Now look, I'm not for that. But it's some chicks that don't learn by word, baby. That's where I leave them at, though. All right, next thing. Making it in the hood, right?
It was three things.
Yeah, making it a survivor in the hood.
Mind your business, looking left and right.
Have a form of protection.
Yeah, whether it's a stick.
Bro, I be looking at them little old ladies just walking with
clubs.
What the fuck that's gonna do? I'll catch that. But I like to think that's what.
Bro, I went over to my auntie's house the other day. She got like a novelty baseball bat that she walked with.
Cause she gonna hurt a nigga.
Bro, that baseball bat thin as fuck.
Bro.
It's for dogs, for real.
Yeah, that's what I'm about to say. It's really for dogs. It can't be for nobody. Cause most of the things they be swinging with be so long, they really gotta cock it back. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, you got one good swing.
You got one good
swing. You missed that motherfucker. And a dog that wants your ass ain't gonna feel that.
Nope.
Get a knife, bitch. Like, get a damn knife. They sell them at every corner store. It's smaller, and ain't nobody gonna know. Man, let me ask you this, bro.
Go ahead.
If your lifespan was doubled, mm-hmm. would you stay with your significant other?
This nigga done fucked up.
I'm still laughing at the subject. I swear.
Don't try to play it off.
I'm not. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But so how does...
Hell no, that's a horrible donut.
I just need to know. I got questions for
nigga, you found the waterfall of youth,
yeah.
Nigga.
I already said yeah. So is like years still
why,
the same?
Why your eyes? Why you squinting, nigga?
As I was laughing.
That's how you know you lying, nigga.
Man, shut the fuck
bro,
up.
Bro, so you telling me, nigga, if you live to be 160. It's still 360.
All right, bet. All right, that's what you're talking about.
You live to be 160. And yeah. That's saying you live 80 years. I know you ain't good at math and shit. So you 80 years, two lives, bro. You yeah. Just live one life. 160, bro. You gonna be with your significant other the whole time. And bro, you don't even start to gray until 130, nigga. So it's like you grow up until like right now, nigga. So you looking like this for another 100 years, nigga.
So I'm saying, yeah. Mm-hmm. I just need to know if this is how everybody ages.
This is how everybody ages.
So it's like the metric still the same?
Yes, nigga, you not no like Benjamin Button, nigga.
18. No, I'm saying, like, is you done with, like, high school yes, after 18? Yes, yes,
you can't fuck a 15-year-old, Darius. I'm sorry. Not in this scenario.
What was that?
Here go this nigga. All right.
Bro, y'all niggas don't hear beeps. Yeah, I'll still stay with my wife. We be lit as fuck at 100 and something.
That sounds weak as hell. Well, I'm talking to you.
Bro.
What's that? Is that your walking meter?
Metal detector? Is something in my bag? The fuck is in my bag?
Quit leaning on this. What the fuck you got in your bag?
Bro, it just got louder.
Well, all right, we just got to clip clip this part out, bro.
That's you, nigga.
Bro.
Is the window? Is it the alarm?
Oh, my God. I'm playing this shit. Anyway, nigga.
You fucking idiot. Yeah, bro. I stay with my wife for
bro, you first off, that's a lie.
No, it's not.
That's why this nigga hesitated.
Bro, I didn't. He busted all laughing. So the reason why I was asking all these questions, because I didn't know if the metric stayed the same.
It's hard, bro. You ain't got to explain, bro. Bro, you ain't got to explain, bro, because I wouldn't either, bro.
I'm not. No, I would. Nigga, we
going to be. I know you wouldn't, bro.
I said I would.
Bro, it took you 30 seconds for you to think about it, bro. That wasn't like a. Bro, first off, you a fool. I mean, I do like 50-50. You know what I'm saying? Like
when you get to 100, I mean when you get to 80.
Yeah, I set her free. You feel me?
Oh, like, you set her free.
I set her free. Like, look,
after
baby,
you hit 80?
You done learned as much game as you could. Yeah, nigga, I'll go swoop up a 25-year-old. Cause it's like technically, boo, you like 85.
You know? I would hope that like niggas age well. You know what I'm saying?
Bro, you being a little too technical with this shit.
Bro, so no.
This is imaginary land, bro.
All right, so if it's imaginary, nigga,
so
I'm
so from 30 until 130, nigga, you gonna be looking just like this, nigga.
I'll stay with my wife.
I wouldn't.
All the time.
I wouldn't.
We have a ball. That just makes you funner.
Zoom in on this nigga face when he said. Don't play this episode. Hands down, I wouldn't. That sounds like torture to me. That's not like fucking torture. Y'all can't tell me that don't sound like torture. 160 years, nigga.
Bro, having a ball.
What else are you doing?
Bro, we gonna be having a ball because raising if you think about grandkids. It now. Shit, we're gonna be raising kids, regular kids. If everything you said from 30 to a buck 30, you the same, bro. You having a ball. Nah. That's just maximize the time. You gotta worry about growing old and shit.
Bro. Just stop talking to me, bro.
Let me ask you something. You know what really be pissing me off?
You. You piss me off. Nigga. All right, dog, what's up?
Women that like shit on, they like baby daddies.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, bro, you created a kid with that nigga. The funniest shit be when they like kind of like air shit, like, oh, I hate this like small dick, bro. Like, bro, but that was just your nigga. Your post was all lovey dovey.
Yeah.
And you know what really makes me laugh?
Talk about it.
Paternity pictures with no baby daddy in the picture.
Oh my God. Jesus.
When this chick's taking the baby pics, I mean the prego pics with no nigga, boy, that really gives me a little tickle.
Right. Like this bitch got pregnant by Casper or something. Bitch, where this nigga at?
Gives me a tickle.
Where this nigga at?
Mm-hmm. But just shitting on niggas on the internet.
But see, nah, bro. I wholeheartedly agree, bro. You can't talk shit about a nigga you let skeet in you, bitch.
Man.
That shit gotta be like... Whole ass milk the egg, drop the bacon in the pan, fried the chicken, mm-hmm. bake the loaf. You can't talk shit about this nigga.
You can't, bro.
You
can't.
That's the shit you just keep to yourself.
That's you.
You chose this.
You feel
nigga.
Me? Like
you let this nigga raw you.
Man.
You let this nigga skeet.
Everything you claim, everything the shit you claim to hate about that nigga, yeah. That's you.
And you knew that nigga about it.
Mm-hmm.
You knew about it.
You knew that nigga didn't have a job.
You knew he didn't have a job.
He moved in with you. Bruh.
He was staying with his last bitch when you met him.
Right.
And then, right, the
nigga went suitcase to suitcase.
Bro, and then, bro, it's so fucking sad, bro. It's so sad, right? That's what you said. These girls getting pregnant, and they done already beefed out with the nigga.
Already beefed out.
How you beefed out with the nigga? The baby ain't even here. What did hilarious. You say to this nigga? Look, it's always her. But see, no. I ain't gonna even play that role, man, because niggas be fooling too.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't have a ball in my life. You know what I'm saying? We ain't gotta get into details, and I've never had a kid, man. So that just goes to show, nigga, you gotta skeet in a bitch to have a child, bro. So, like, my nigga, you don't.
Obviously, nigga.
I mean, yeah, bro. But, like, nigga, everybody done had some scares or some shit or whatever. But, bro, my testament, you gotta skeet in a bitch to have a child, bro. So, it's like, nigga, why the fuck is y'all just nutting in these bitches? Just loosey-goosey.
Bro, and I think another. You said something about this generation not learning shit from the past, bro. Mm-hmm. Like, obviously, like, diseases and shit existed, like, always. But, like, niggas don't... Women don't care either.
What you mean by what?
Like, diseases.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. I mean, how many rappers now got openly talking about having diseases and chicks still be all, fuck me? What? Like, even, what's the fat nigga from Flint?
Pac-Man.
Pac-Man done got burned, like, so many times. He openly talk about it. You see the Vlad interview. It's like, and chicks don't care. It's another nigga, one of the NBA niggas.
Yeah, young boy.
This man.
That nigga be singing about it. I be feeling this pain, but I can't relate. It be like, ooh, shit.
You know how many niggas don't give a fuck now? I want to be like him. I want a dirty dick, too. Like, what? Man.
Bro, it's a cold world we living in.
It's a weird ass world.
It's a cold world we living in, bro. A couple months ago, I seen this one video. It was a chick from Chicago, moved down to Atlanta to live her best life and shit. Mm. Linked up with a nigga, bro. Nigga gave her AIDS, bro. Tried to blame it on her, but she ended up meeting his family. And the family said something real sly like, yeah, you know, Kevin been having it since he was 11. And it's just like, damn, this nigga, like, you know what I'm saying?
No, see, that's some dirty shit, bro. She
it's a cold like, world we live in.
Sue that nigga or something. I feel like you should, that's.
I mean, a nigga like that ain't got shit.
I mean, so what?
What you nigga? Gonna sue a nigga that ain't got shit for what?
Hey, nigga, you gonna give me a piece of every check? No, nigga, we gonna get $25 off every check for the rest of your life.
Bro, I feel like, subject change, I feel like child support laws need to be changed, man.
Hell yeah. Off rip, just because a nigga might sign his name on a birth certificate or not,
mm-hmm.
he shouldn't off rip get child support. You got, for child support, it's got to be like test, nigga.
This nigga,
you got, I feel like bare minimum, if you're going to put a nigga on child support, one, he got to be 100% the daddy.
Yeah, for sure.
100% the daddy.
For sure, though.
And then two, bro, you can't just not work and live off this nigga. Bro, you got to get a job too, ma'am. Put these motherfuckers in daycare. Get them niggas to your grandma. They already over there anyway.
Anyway.
You got to get a job.
Yeah.
I mean, we're going to give you some, but you got to get a job.
I feel like whoever is the recipient of child support, I feel like they should tally up all the expenses for the baby for the year. Mm. You know what I'm saying? And then break it down monthly like that. Mm. And just pay the shit straight up. Not cut a big check or just give a huge portion. You know what I'm saying? Because, I mean, just because a nigga make a shit ton of money don't mean that it takes fucking $30,000 for a child to live. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Yeah,
it's got to be a science to that shit. Because it ain't no... I know they go off the nigga income, but it's got to be a science to at least what the average child cost type shit. Like,
yeah.
And I don't know. It should damn near go to, like, a trust versus straight to her account type shit. Because, I mean, we see it every day. These motherfuckers living off niggas.
Nah, I feel it, bro. How do you feel about having a common ground between abortions? Like, if a woman don't want one, but the nigga do want one.
Oh, man, that's tricky. I feel like both parties got to agree.
So what if they don't agree?
Then that's somebody, baby. Because even, like, I mean, that should take merit into the child support situation. Ma'am, there's record to prove that he didn't even want this child.
Right.
So, you know what I'm saying? You knew that well.
Child support cut at 50%.
At least. No, for real, that shit got to get a deduction. Because, I mean, if the dude want to keep it and she don't, shit, she can still go get rid of that motherfucker.
Yeah, for sure.
Hey, I don't know. I'm pro-abortions, though, so as long as the choice is still there, at least niggas get to make that choice.
I feel it.
Because we should have laws for people to have kids.
My boy, did you hear me?
I did, but this was a little different. Ooh, jump into that.
Da, 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 da.
Tony's.
Ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you about a smell that I'm smelling.
Tony's.
I'm telling you that it's smelling quite wonderful.
Tony's.
It's Tony's Collection, baby. Tony's Collection is a proud sponsor of your auntie's favorite nephews and your only stop for all your scented candle needs, baby. Each candle is hand-poured, triple-scented, and made with soy and coconut wax for a long-lasting scent that you'll love, baby. We needs that. The best part about these candles is that they're affordable and they're... You got to clip this part out. Dog.
Forgot that shit?
Man, I mean, it was just kind of weird. You just hopping up.
Oh, I got up while you was doing the ad, nigga.
All right, so can we clip it? I'm going to need to clap.
I
got
to restart
this. All right,
well.
I waited to the ad to get up. That was, like, respectable. Right? Wouldn't that make sense?
That was not respectable.
Yeah, it was. Nigga, was in the middle of a topic. I'm like, hey, hold on. Let me finish my thought.
I got up.
I still
on camera, bro.
That
make it look worse.
No, it
that
did.
I went
behind.
Right, exactly.
No. I mean, I could have kept the camera just on Ryan.
On him. And then I would have came back with my Tonys. I wasn't doing shit but saying Tonys.
I felt what he was doing.
All right, whatever. Well, y'all ready? All right, boom.
He fucked up. That's why. Yes, you did.
Just a little bit. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you about the smell that I'm smelling. I'm here to tell
Tony's.
You. Smelling good, baby. It's Tony's Collection. Tony's Collection is a proud sponsor of your auntie's favorite nephews and the only shop for all your scented candle needs, baby.
Yes, and more.
And more. Each candle is hand-poured, triple-scented, and made with soy and coconut wax for a long-lasting smell that you'll love, baby. Did I mention that the candles are also eco-friendly? I know that means a lot to you, Mr. Vegan.
Say the world.
You know what I'm saying. The best part about these candles is that they're affordable. Mm. And they're only... Go check it out on the website. You feel me? Go to www.tonyscollections.com. That's www.tonyscollections.com.
Yes, yes, yes. .com. Is it a promo code?
You know it's a promo code, baby.
Tell them what's the promo code.
It's Yaffin, your auntie's favorite nephews.
Yes, yes, yes.
YAFN for a 20% discount at checkout.
Yes, yes, yes.
Black owned, black lady, support, support, Queen. Support. You feel me?
Hashtag.
You know what I'm saying? I see you try to get into my demonstration a little early. You feel me? How you feeling?
Feeling good.
How you smelling? Nice.
Good.
Church.
Yep.
You feel me? Anyway. So calling the police, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Why are you pro that even though they're known to kill us, bro?
Bro, I'm pro calling the police because we pay for them motherfuckers. That's what their job is.
You pay for a lot of shit that we don't utilize, bro.
Hey, well, you better stop wasting your money.
Okay.
Literally, I'm pro. Okay. That's the only reason why.
You wasting your money by not calling the police.
I mean, if you need them, it's a service. That's all it is, nigga. If it's a fire, call the fire department. If it's a situation, call the police. I'm pro calling the police, but I'm relentless.
But, like, you don't feel like as a man, nigga, that you...
Bro, I haven't called the police.
Another man to come bond you out of a situation that you could essentially handle yourself?
If it's some shit I can handle myself, I'll handle it myself. But if it's some shit in which the police need to be involved to protect my assets and my life and family's life, then I call the police. But if I could take care of the situation myself legally, no issue. I won't call them. I haven't called them. But I'm not against calling them.
I feel like you need to be against calling them, bro.
I'm not against calling them, bro. Other communities, other fucking people who are allowed to call the police and they don't have any fear. That's why I don't call them. Because, shit, you can't damn near when you black. But I'm never going to be against that shit because that's what we should be able to do as citizens in this whole ass country.
I just disagree with you, dog.
I know you do, and that's a fucked up mindset.
I feel like you got a fucked up mindset.
Bro, if we was two white men, if we was two Arab men, if we was two Polish.
We ain't Arab, Polish, Indian, Asian, Iraqi.
Hey, bro, and they call the police with no fucking other thought. Like, this is what you're supposed to do. But we don't have that luxury.
But even though the basis of the police stem from slavery times, which was motherfuckers that did not fuck with us. Yep. Let me just remind you. You know what I'm saying? Nigga.
But I'm just saying, bro, that's fucked up.
But Darius, you can't really go off of how things should be. You got to go by how things are.
Right. I'm going by how things are, which is why I don't call the police. But I'm pro calling the police. We should be able to.
Yeah, we should be able to, but we can't, my nigga.
I know, that's why I don't. But we should be able to. That's all I can, bro. We should be able to call the police. We fucking pay taxes, pay these whole ass niggas salaries. We should be able to. It's fucked up that it's a stigma that we can't. It's fucked up we can't. It's not a stigma, because niggas know the outcome. Shit, I could call the police and they fucking gun me down, and I was requesting the goddamn help.
You fucking despicable.
Hey, it is what it is.
It's just really disgusting. Anyway, man, so I got hold by a fat girl last week.
Mm.
And it kind of stunned me because I actually knew the bitch.
Mm.
And it really fucked me up, dog. So anyway, bro, I was... When I get my hair braided, bro, it's the hardest shit in the fucking world, bro. Dealing with a Detroit beautician is the worst thing. I wouldn't recommend anybody to do this shit. But I end up getting a slot booked with my homegirl. Bro, I'm up under the dryer and shit, right? I hear the door open up. I look to the right, and it's this chick that I knew from back in the day. Mm-hmm. We used to go to church together, bro. You know what I'm saying? Her mom is Mother Leslie. She had a cool-ass sister. Her sister was cool with my cousin. You know, it was real smooth. You know, hug everybody, everything nice and peachy. Bro, she walk in. So, naturally, I get a little excited. You know what I'm saying? I'm like...
Yeah, friendly face.
Yeah. Oh, what's up? It's been about like 10 years, bitch.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, she walk in. And, you know, I just throw up my hand, like, you know, for a little high five because the bitch was that close to me. You know what I'm saying? Bro, she kind of like look off. So I'm like, okay. Then, you know, she looked off with a little.
Your hand was just frozen in the air?
Yeah, my hand was just frozen in the air.
Damn.
So, you know what I did? I'm like, no, I don't get hoed. Of course, it's the Don. You feel me? So, nigga, I get up from up under the hair dryer. I'm about to stand up to hug the bitch because I don't get hoed. Bro, she gave me this little...
Maybe she didn't recognize your ugly ass. No, the bitch knew
it was me. Because check it, the bitch that was doing my hair, that's her cousin. Mm-hmm. And I was telling her, I was like, she asked, she was like, how you know Rod? She was like, yeah, you know, I went to church with Rod. Well, she ain't say it in that tone.
Yeah.
She was like, yeah, I went to church with him.
So did she give you the hug?
No, she didn't give me the hug. Well, I didn't hop up out my chair.
Okay.
Because I didn't already peep the vibe. It was like, oh, well, fuck this bitch.
Yeah.
Well, bro, I got hoed by a fat bitch, bro. And that just did not sit well with my spirit, dog.
Well, maybe your spirit rubbed her the wrong way.
I had a smile on my face.
Bro, you had to do something before that to like irk this chick to where she...
What it is, bro, I think my cousin fucked her, bro, and did her bold.
Oh, so yeah, all bros can go to hell.
But that ain't got nothing to do with me, though. You feel me? Your mama.
All bros can go to hell. All it take is one.
Bro, that was weak as hell, bro.
I would admit that was... I would agree that's weak.
That was weak as hell, bro.
When it's vengeance, nigga.
Anybody can get it.
When it's hurt, nigga, somebody gonna feel it. Because that nigga not replying to her text, so he don't get it. Somebody gonna get this hurt, nigga. Somebody gonna get
and
this
And I was the recipient, nigga.
Yeah. Damn, that's sick as hell.
Bro, that was weak as
hell. I hate getting, like, if you try to high five a nigga and you don't get a whoop, you don't get it back, that's...
It hurt.
That shit, yeah, it's a it weird hurt. Feeling in your tummy, you know? Like, what? What's going on?
I was salty about that for, like, the 36-hour mark. You feel me? Yeah.
Thinking about that shit later on. The nerve of this bitch.
The nerve of this bitch!
Stupid.
Anyway, man.
Who pays for the first date?
Oh, the nigga.
If you trying to pay for the first date.
The doonies.
Yeah, I think... I've never been on a day where I didn't pay for it.
Mm-hmm.
But I was reading this post or whatever. It was actually a woman said, whoever does the inviting pays for the first date.
Mm.
So she's like, if a chick do the inviting, she should pay.
Most bitches don't invite niggas though.
Yeah.
So like, that was a setup.
Exactly. That was a mad setup.
Fucking idiots, man.
Niggas on the post like, oh yeah, protect her. Whoever right. does the invite, then when
the last time a bitch asked you out,
you get to scratching your head like, you know what? It was my idea to go to Friday,
bro. And those are the sheep. You know what I'm saying? Everybody that commented or liked it, bro, those are the sheep of the world, and them niggas just need to be gunned down, bro. Because we just need a good cleanse. You know what I'm saying? That's probably what the fuck COVID was really for. Just to cleanse this motherfucker. But it's still some hoe niggas out here.
That's probably why that girl didn't, like, touch COVID.
COVID?
Yeah.
The bitch ain't have a mask on, cuz.
I'm throwing oops.
Right now, bro. There was no excuse for this girl. Weak ass.
Bro, you went to an HBCU.
Yeah.
How many white people were there?
One. Mm-hmm. Maybe two.
Mm-hmm.
One for sure, because the nigga stuck out.
Yeah. He was cool. Huh? He was cool or he was corny?
I mean, he wasn't in my group of friends, so I don't know. But, I mean, he didn't get beat up or nothing. So, like, I imagine he had to be all right. I'm sure he never said nigga.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Honestly, bro. So, like, a lot of people have issues with, like, white people going to HBCUs or even, like, joining, like, Black Greek organizations.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like them type of white people is cool. Because, obviously, they did their research. They ain't just out the blue.
This on from their families and shit.
Probably, for real.
They really went against the grain.
Can't come back for fucking Thanksgiving break. Like, yeah, so, I mean, people have issues with that shit. Super duper 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 pro black people and shit. Them be the same people that probably don't even go to fucking college. Just
on some shit.
Yeah, read social media posts about fucking Farrakhan or some shit. It's just too deep to that shit.
It's just too deep, nigga. Yeah. Too fucking deep. I don't like niggas like that.
Yeah.
Most of the times, they be light skinned. Anyway, that's another story though. Are you honest with yourself, bro?
Mm-hmm.
on a scale of 1 through 10, like, can you be brutal with yourself?
With myself? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What, damn. If so, mm-hmm. what would you deem, how can I phrase this? How would you deem yourself a failure? What would you do for you to be a failure in life?
For me to be a failure in life?
Mm-hmm. For you to wake up, look in the mirror, and be like, you know what? Mm-hmm. No.
Shit, nigga, if my marriage failed, I would mm-hmm. deem myself as a failure in life.
Okay.
Like, if it failed on some shit that I had planned into, mm-hmm. That probably getting disbarred.
Okay.
That'll probably, yeah, that shit for sure. See, bro, if in the future I didn't take care of my kids, mm-hmm. let me see. Bro, if it, in some type of way, like if I like turned my back on like family in like a weird ass way, like if I picked a chick over my family, mm-hmm. I would probably think I failed in life.
That's random, nigga.
I mean, this guy, bro, how your girl don't like your mama type yeah. shit? Like, bro,
and you still with your girl.
You still with your girl. Like, nigga, yeah, that's your mama.
That's goofy.
You better wake the fuck up. Right. Nigga, because you're a fucking failure.
I feel it.
Yeah.
So, could you say that those are synonymous with your fears?
Yeah, I can.
Okay.
Yeah, I guess. I don't fear that shit though, cause I ain't no simp, weak ass nigga to fall for that type of cat bag shit.
Well, that's your toxic masculine energy you just had to add at the end. No. I ain't no simp ass nigga, you know what I'm saying? I'll stab a nigga if I got to.
I just think that shit, nigga, not taking care of your kids is weak as hell to me.
Okay.
Fucking falling out with your mom over a chick. Also weak as hell to me. So weak as hell to shit to me, I guess, could be a fear because I would never try to relate. You feel me?
I feel it.
I like to learn from the mistakes of others. You feel me? Like, I don't got to even know you. But if I see your scenario, mm-hmm. suck ass nigga, couldn't be me type shit. You feel me? Like, damn near like all our clients, I look at that shit as examples. Like, and the shit. I mean, it ain't even gotta be me. Like, you see that shit on social media. How many niggas go to jail from posting guns in they fucking Instagram?
All of them.
Like, you would have thought after the first nigga we would stop doing that shit. But niggas still do that shit.
Like a motherfucker.
Dumb as hell. What about you?
I got another question right here. And it says, what are your fears? So, my fear ties in with the failure. That's why I asked mm-hmm. you that, bro. I fear being ordinary. Mm. You know, just average. Don't do nothing spectacular with my life. Don't amount to too much of anything. Or just amount to just average, regular shit. Mm-hmm. That's my biggest fear. You know what I'm saying? And I feel like at a certain age, if I'm in a certain spot, I'm going to look at myself as a failure. Because mm-hmm. I'm real hard on myself. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I like to think that I'm a problem solver. So if I can't solve that problem of me being ordinary.
Now, what lengths do you go to solve a problem, though? Like, do you have to do it yourself? What if you have means in your corner to where you can hit somebody up to get the X, Y, and Z? Mm-hmm. Or do you have to put X, Y, and Z in place yourself?
I mean, bro, it don't matter how shit line up. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? If a nigga hit the lottery, if lining up X, Y, and Z, mm-hmm. if that's some shit that I can do and that's feasible and I don't do it or I fail that getting that accomplished as well, it's like, it don't matter how mm-hmm. the fuck to become extraordinary.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? As long as I become extraordinary. But if there's an event that I don't, mm-hmm. I'm going to deem myself as a failure. And I looked at my next door neighbor, bro. Old mm-hmm. people. You know what I'm saying? I looked at my mans across the street. He like middle aged. And it's just like, man, y'all niggas still in the hood. Mm-hmm. Y'all still in the hood. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, y'all, my neighbors next to me, they like in their 70s, they 80s and shit. And it's just like, you know, y'all seem content. Happiness is subjective. You know, yeah. Success is subjective.
Right.
But not me. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And that's ordinary living.
Mm-hmm. I mean, some people be comfortable, or not even comfortable, because if you put a lot of shit on yourself to where you want to achieve a lot, mm-hmm. that's like your goals. But they,
yeah, for sure.
They shit, 60K salary a year probably was on their list, and they achieved that shit. Mm-hmm. Got two, three cars in the driveway, kids going to school.
One car. One car in the driveway.
One.
I'm saying,
yeah. That shit, nigga, that could be they type of, people always had, but at least you, a reason why I asked the X, Y, and Z shit, because niggas can be too proud to ask to mm-hmm. get set up to the X, Y, and Z. Mm-hmm. But like, nigga, you can't be too proud and complain about not hitting goals or, you know, any type of thing.
Yeah, I'm all for utilizing your resources. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying. It don't matter how the fuck it happened. You know what I'm saying? As long as it happened.
Facts.
So, I don't know. I feel like that's one of my, that's where I deem myself as a failure, because when I'm like 60 years old, nigga, I want to have a big stupid ass backyard, mm-hmm. little grandkids and shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm married to some. I got my little other bitch on the side too in the crib. Everybody know about it. Yeah, you know, it's a poly thing. Even right. Happy what? Ain't it like LGBTQP?
It is. It's Pride Month.
Yeah, you see, I threw in the P in there.
P ain't for poly though. It's just like,
look at you, pee for penis.
It should probably be like pansexual.
Man, it's hell no, no, it's for poly, bro.
No, it's not.
Look, I'm stamping that nigga. Y'all ain't gonna get everything.
They ain't on the list.
They ain't on the list. All right, look, so you know we got a dear nephews before we wrap up, man. Mm-hmm. Dear nephews, hit them with the dear nephew.
Damn.
Okay, nigga. Anyway, dear nephews, I'm dealing with an issue that I feel rarely gets talked about, and I would like y'all insight on it. I feel that I'm the disappointment child of my family. I come from a family of six, including my mom and my dad, and I'm the baby. All of my siblings are doing relatively well in their respective careers. And then there's me. You ain't right. I'm 25, the only one that didn't finish college, stay at home with my parents, and currently hate my job. Whenever all the family gets together, I feel like they talk about me in a condescending way. I hate it. What are y'all thoughts on this? Try not to be so harsh. Flynn from Seattle.
Well, you emailed the wrong people if you didn't want to be harsh. No.
That's where you fucked up at, Flynn.
Man, peep game. Mm-hmm. By you being the youngest, the only way you can shit on them right now is to start investing in like some type of fucking stock.
Okay? For sure.
Because you're the youngest, so you'll have more years gaining interest in that shit if you do it right now.
It's a numbers game.
You feel me? And they can never catch up because you got more years unless you die. So try not to die so soon.
That's the smartest thing I probably heard you say in a while, nigga.
Outside of that, bro, pull yourself up by the bootstraps, bro. Stop being a little pussy. You're 25 years old. You're living in the crib, so start stacking up. Pretend you're paying rent. You feel me? Put that shit to the side. Who the fuck don't hate a job, nigga? You keep hating that bitch until you get in your career. You didn't finish school? Fuck it, go back. Don't go back to school, get a trade. Mm-hmm. Nigga, do something to where you'll be happy. Figure out what the fuck you want to do that's going to make you happy and do it. Do what you got to do. Go to school to be a fucking firefighter. That shit seems lit.
Nigga, what?
What?
You want to go a firefighter? That's why you fuck with the police, because they work side by side. Matter of fact, they can share the same number. You op-ass nigga. Nigga, you dog, what? This nigga weak as hell, dog, in real life. That's the name of this episode. Don't call the police, but I will. Head ass. Wow. Anyway, back to Flynn. Flynn, I'm going to give you the nigga response, and I'm going to give you a better response more so on Darius' level. First off, my nigga, obviously nobody tell you that you fucking up out here. You know what I'm saying? Somebody, you need somebody real to tell you, like, my nigga, you lacking on your Mackin.
Let your mama tit go.
And I know you ain't got no hoes. It ain't no hoes on the flow. Not 25 standing with your mama with a weak ass job. And you only hate your job because you ain't making that much at it. Mm-hmm. If you making enough, you tolerate it. You tolerate it. You'll shut the fuck up like everybody else. You know what I'm saying? So my nigga, really, I mean, my nigga, if you ain't get off on a PPP and employ
over the past year, nigga, you kind of missed your opportunity to blow past your siblings, nigga.
This ship has sailed.
This ship has sailed.
So my nigga, I don't know, nigga, but that's a nigga response, my nigga. Yeah, that's that. More and more positive response, my nigga, it's never too late. Mm-hmm. It's never too late to get your shit together. Even if you go back to school, I don't know how many years you already got in, but if you do the 4-year, boy, let's say you ain't got no credits, nigga. If you stick to it, you be through by 29. But that doesn't change that you a grown ass man right now. So, nigga, you still got to make money. Right now, I say fuck with real estate. Take the 2-week class, do the real estate shit, do some online classes. Once you start getting money in your pocket, you gonna get you a girlfriend, because that's how them bitches go. You get money, mm-hmm. they come. Pay. Hopefully, she's smart enough so you could pay her mm-hmm. to take your online classes for you. Maybe one or two of them bitches. You know what I'm saying? But you got to be a dog at that real estate shit. Mm-hmm. And then, my nigga, if you really good at real estate, you ain't even got to finish college. So, nigga, you back in the same boat, nigga. But you no longer staying with your mama because you got your own rental property.
Hey, you do it. Motherfucking learn how to do drywall. Cost is on the drywall.
for real.
But speak, you know what? I was thinking some shit I be thinking about, bro. When you know, when down the line you had kids, mm-hmm. bro, I got out of my parents' house at like 18 or 19. Got my own crib. I wouldn't even rush my kids to move out.
Oh my God.
I'm not, bro.
No!
Because look, bro, I tell them niggas, stack up. I was fortunate enough to be in a situation where I rented to own my property. But, bro, paying rent is a waste. Paying rent is a waste. I teach my kids that, bro. Paying rent is a waste. I ain't telling your ass to motherfucking make a...
Fuck no. Let me cut you off right
there. Cut me off.
Bro, I know you for real, bro. That's why I got to stop you right there.
Go to college or whatever the fuck. Man, hell, you don't live on campus.
What was the purpose of the first 18 years if they going to stay with you after they graduate from high school, nigga?
Bro, I mean, if they go...
What was the purpose, Darius?
What you mean?
What was the purpose of the 18... The whole purpose of the 18 years is to raise this motherfucker to be a man, to be able to stand on his two so he can be prepared for what life throws at him. So, nigga,
I'm
you
still
handicapped.
Gonna raise dog or...
Well, all right, so better question. You let Flynn stay in your shit. 25 years, you ain't gonna give a fuck. As long as you stack it up, you listen, cool with that.
Yeah, as long as Flynn stacking the fuck up. And Flynn's bank account to look better than what mine probably did at that time.
What'd you say?
I will hope Flynn's bank account looked better than mine when it did at that time, when I was still staying. So if that's the case, cool, I'm happy. Let that nigga stack up. And then move out, get you a crib.
Nah. The thing is, you gotta go out.
And that's another thing, bro, about fucking black people. We can't call the police because you deemed a certain way, bro. How many cultures... People, they grow up and they live in their parents' house until they get married, nigga.
My nigga, you're black. You's a nigga. So you trying to compare yourself to an Asian man that stay out in West Bloomfield,
bro,
does not hold weight.
Out into another crib.
What'd you say?
Versus, how many, bro, apartment? Bro, that shit is trash.
My nigga, first
that
off,
that shit is cute if you in college.
It teach you responsibility.
Oh, they still got responsibility. These niggas ain't gonna be sucking from the
tip. Did you have responsibility when you paid your rent to own?
I did.
Wasn't there certain things you had to learn? You had to learn to pay your bills on time, or my nigga, you're getting evicted, my nigga. Right. You know, you gotta learn.
You can still teach your kids stuff like that. Make them niggas pay rent and then put that shit aside. That's just some thoughts I'd be
having. If I have a fucking daughter,
she can stay.
to 1920. But like, I'm sending you off to school.
Oh, for sure. Me too.
You going off to school. You going to get that experience.
For sure.
You know, and if you're not going to school, my nigga, you going to have a 800 credit score, nigga, because, nigga, that was the whole purpose of the 18 years, nigga.
Listen,
nigga. You know what Bald Eagles do, bro? Do you know what Bald Eagles do, nigga?
They drop the baby out.
Bro, they let the motherfucker fall from a mountain, nigga.
They let them fall with wings, nigga. Bro,
exactly. And guess what? Some of them make it. My nigga. So at 18, you ain't had your wings, bro?
Bro, I had my wings, but you know what I would prefer? Fuck some wings, nigga. Get that nigga a damn jetpack, nigga. Take off, nigga, like a rocket.
This your man's ride sedan.
Nigga, I don't give a nigga. Sign us out this bitch. It's Jackpot Darius and this bitch. Jetpack D, nigga.
No.
Tattletale, hey, nigga.
Hey, man, I stayed married for 150 years with my wife. I just want people to know that. I will stay married for 150 years with my motherfucking wife.
Well, nigga, that COVID shot might extend your shit. You know what I'm saying? Well, this is your man, Rod to Dime. Follow your dog at Rod_DA_Dime_. Follow my business page at Go Fetch Kennels. Don't say nothing. And check out Tony's, baby. You know what I'm saying?
Tony's collection.
Tony's collection. My hand's still smelling magnificent.
Yeah, mine do too. I've been.
And you feeling kind of soft, huh? Anyway, Tony's Collections at Tony'sCollections.com. YAFN.
That's it.
For 20% discount, baby.
Better do it. Yeah, sorry, it's your favorite nephew, Darius. It's your auntie's favorite nephews. And as always, everybody's entitled to their opinion. But here's your auntie's favorite nephews. We're entitled not to give a fuck.